Thanks for joining me, and I apologize. We're in the middle of votes, so we're trying to work between votes right now. So if I have to bail out, that's why. But I'll just give you a little bit of an overview of kind of what we've been up to, and then I'll try and answer any questions anyone has. But I think, as most of you know, we were traveling the state last week and talking with a number of South Dakotans about the high cost of fuel and the impact that rising energy prices are having across our economy. And then, of course, celebrating some of the 4th of July parades in places like Cranesburg and Watertown, and the 125th anniversaries in Centerville and Canova. So it was a good opportunity to hear from a lot of people all across the state about this issue, and including a meeting I had in Rapid City where the tourism industry gave me a good sense for how things are going out there this year as a result of high fuel prices. So those were things that we did. We visited a UPS facility in Sioux Falls and had an energy forum in Sioux Falls as well. But the one message that comes across loud and clear is that this issue is critically important to the economy in South Dakota, and that people are really looking for action by the Congress to at least take some meaningful steps that will help address the long-term crisis we face with regard to supply and demand, that we've got increased domestic production in this country. If we continue to get 60% of our energy from outside the United States, we're going to be continue to be in dire straits and be held over a barrel to the whims of those who have the oil resources. And I said this before, and I mean it sincerely, that I hope we get to a point where we don't have to rely on oil anymore, where we are into a green economy, and where we've got more biofuels in the mix and lots of other forms of alternative energy. But at least in the near term, we've got to develop the oil resources we have right here at home, and we're not doing that. And it's going to take action by Congress to do that. And as of right now, what we keep running into are roadblocks toward anything that would increase domestic production of energy, and that includes not just oil, that includes coal to liquid, that includes nuclear. There's just a pushback and resistance all the way around, and we can't solve this problem by having people say no. We've got to start saying yes to some of these new energy supplies, and knowing full well that we have lots of resources right here in the United States that can help address this problem. And the other thing we've got to do is figure out how to reduce our demand. I've said all along that we either got to find more energy or use less, and I think we can do both. But until we affect this law of supply and demand, we're not going to solve the issue of high gas prices in this country. And if we don't take steps here in Congress to authorize more domestic production, we're going to continue to be in a very, very difficult, precarious position where we're dangerously dependent upon foreign sources of energy. So that, to me, is the issue of the day. It continues to be the issue of the day. Of course, as many of you know, we have had some other things going on here, too. We've got some legislation on the floor this week. We're dealing with the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act bill today, a number of amendments and final votes, and hopefully passage on that. And as you know as well, yesterday the Appropriations Subcommittee in the Senate took some steps to fund a lot of important water projects in South Dakota. We're very pleased with the levels that came out of that for Lewis and Clark, for Minnewachone, for Perkins County, and also for the Sioux Falls Flood Control Project, which is really important that continue to move forward and that we get those floodplain issues addressed. So those are just, a little bit of overview of what we did last week out in South Dakota and what we're focused on here this week. There are going to be a number of meetings with regard to this energy issue. As I pointed out last week, I've got a bill of my own, which I think addresses both the supply, the domestic production issue, as well as the demand issue. I'm working with a group, a coalition of senators, bipartisan group, trying to come up with something that we can get enough Republicans and Democrats in the Senate to support that we could get enacted into law. And, of course, there are 43 Republican senators who have a bill as well. I'm on that. I don't care what it takes. I'll work with whomever, but we need to get serious about this and quit the finger-pointing and playing the blame game and getting really serious about solving our energy dependency. And as I've said before, it should have been done a long time ago. We're paying a price for that inaction, but it's never too late to do the right thing, and we need to start by coming up with meaningful solutions and not just using this as an issue to score political points as we head into an election this fall.